Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on a set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are at Father Patrick Mercury High School talking about Santa's Anonymous. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Nicholas Kranzlik. I'm a student here at Father Patrick Mercury High School. And yeah.
There we go. What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 12.
Grade 12. Okay. Last year. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get it started off. What are your plans? What are you thinking for after graduation?
I'm probably just going to work the summer, and then I think I'm going to go to Calgary for university. So.
Okay. So what kind of work are we getting involved in here? I see work boots. You going to site?
No, actually, it was dressed like a dad today, so I'm dressed like my dad.
But. Okay. All right. Stop. Rewind. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Why were you dressed like a dad today?
Because it's our grad spirit week. I did have a fake mustache and goatee on.
Why did you take that off?
My teacher told me it was probably best to take it off.
She was totally wrong.
Can it would have been sure when you go back to class, you tell your teacher both of us told her she was wrong.
She's hardcore wrong.
Yeah, should have wore it.
So this is your dad outfit.
Actually, I put this on over top just to keep it like.
Okay.
Better. I have my dad's work shirt on underneath this.
Okay. So. Oh my God, this is the best. What does your dad think about you dressing up as him as this dress up week?
He was pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
Because it was dress up as your mom or dad. So okay. I decided to go with dad because yeah. It's a bit easier. But
yeah, that's awesome. So what are you trying to raise awareness or like why? Why dress up like your parent week, or is this just like for fun?
Just a fun grad spirit event to get everybody involved.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so back to the initial question. What kind of work are you planning to do for the summer?
My plan is probably to be a server.
Okay.
Because I currently work at Montana, so I'm just going to, once I turn 18, I'm going to move up to server. So.
Okay.
And possibly a supervisor, which is exciting.
Nice. All right, so Montana's, that's the one downtown, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on the main street, basically. Yeah. What's the go-to order at Montana's for yourself if you got to pick something?
Oh, for me? Mm-hmm. Like the easy one or like the complex one?
Complex.
The one that you would pick first.
Yes.
First would be a Chipotle firecracker burger with a veggie patty, add onion rings, no cheese, no bacon, and add Chipotle ranch.
No cheese, no bacon?
I'm a vegetarian.
Whoa.
Vegan?
Vegetarian.
So then why no cheese?
I'm severely lactose intolerant.
There you go.
I feel you. All right. We love people's food order here, so interesting. What do you think is the most ordered thing at Montana's?
Ribs or steak, by far.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their ribs are stellar. Their steak's good, too, but yeah. the ribs are probably the most. I don't go to Montana's as much as I should. Like, they're a banging restaurant. Mm-hmm. They really are. All right, Santa's Anonymous. How long have you been involved with Santa's Anonymous?
Since grade 7.
Wow.
So 6 years now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to get you to elaborate on that in 2 seconds. But first, we need to throw to an ad from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. Okay, grade 7, that's young to get involved with Santa's Anonymous. What was the pull for you to get involved that early?
It was just something to do, and honestly, like, I like helping people, so. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What was your first role when you got involved?
I was just a volunteer for the pancake breakfast.
Okay, doing what? Serving, making pancakes, cleaning up?
a little bit of everything, just kind of helping where needed.
Right. And now what do you find yourself doing?
This year I'm the team leader for the toys and babies packing.
Elaborate for me, please. What does that mean?
Basically, I kind of oversee all of the packing for all the toys for kids and like the baby bundles and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like the quality control, make sure everything's running smoothly, making sure everything's going in properly, things are getting wrapped properly.
Okay. Now, with the toys that come in, are you guys doing the Miracle Marathon and that's where you're getting most of your toys? Are people coming to drop that off, or is that something you guys go and like purchase after the fact?
So most years we would purchase toys, but this year we have a ton left over. So we have a ton left over, which is like great head start. Mm-hmm. And we are doing the Miracle Marathon. And then we do have a drop-off day for companies to come and drop off a bunch of toys and like donations that we can use to purchase more toys and whatnot.
Yeah. So out of all of the events that you guys are throwing, because I got a list of all of them, it's tons. Mm-hmm. Which one are you most excited about?
Probably packing week is probably what I'm most excited for.
Packing week. Okay, so we just found out packing week's a lot different from when I used to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. Please go into some detail for me. What's packing week consist of now?
A lot of just like, it's more, we pack like bundles for kids and stuff with like toys, then like gift cards and all sorts of stuff for mm-hmm. teens, and then grocery gift cards for like families and stuff so they mm-hmm. can purchase their own stuff.
That's right. Yeah, it was like, I just remember when I did it, like that gym was full of food.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy and the hampers were huge. So yeah, with the not having to pack the food anymore mm-hmm. would make that process a heck of a lot quicker, more mainstream. Mm-hmm. So people can volunteer to come in and pack hampers still, right? The community members can?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, cool. And I would assume they just have to call into to Merck to figure that one out.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you were saying potentially you're thinking about Calgary. Are you thinking about going to Calgary for school, or you just want to go to Calgary because like that's your city of choice?
For school, mainly.
Okay. Yeah. And what are you thinking of taking?
I'm going to go get my Bachelor of Education and Bachelor of Science majoring in chemistry and hope to be a science teacher.
Oh, I can't wait till my wife watches this episode. That's what she did. Yeah, okay. And she's now a vice principal here in Fort McMurray. So big shout out to you, Mrs. Pierre. That's good. That's a really, you got a lot of work ahead of you though with the science component of that. So you're passionate about science?
Oh, absolutely. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. In chemistry primarily?
Yeah.
Very different from me and Tanner, I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, I love chemists.
Yeah. All right, my man. These episodes are a little bit shorter than normal just because I know you got to go back to class. Mm-hmm. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Probably my parents, my dance teachers, and my school teachers are probably.
Okay, nice. What kind of dance?
I'm actually a competitive dancer, and I do, just this year I'm doing musical theater, tap, and lyrical. Cut back a little bit.
Man, I could talk to you about dance all day long. That's very cool, my man. That's very cool. All right, well, for McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and support Santa's Anonymous this Christmas season. Other than that, I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.